speedbuilders.com. Would you give your name and address for the record, please?
Louise Helen Conwin.
Where do you live?
Hoopa on Pine Creek Drive.
Have you ever had your deposition taken before?
I was with my husband at one time, I think. It's been a long time ago.
You're generally familiar with the deposition process then, is that correct?
Yes, slightly.
Okay, let me run over just a few things to refresh your recollection. First off, I want you to understand that even though this is in an informal setting, it has the same force and effect as if we were in a court of law. You understand that?
Yes.
And of course you understand you're under oath?
Yes.
And as you're doing, please give me an oral answer to your questions, yes, no, or some explanation, so that we can have a nice looking record when everything's all typed up, okay?
Okay.
You're not under any sort of medications today, are you?
No.
Prior to this deposition, did you review any documents in preparation for the deposition?
I have only been down to Mr. Bragg's office.
Did you review any documents today?
What's documents?
Papers. Did you actually look at any papers?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Have you had any discussions with Mr. Mantle, the plaintiff's attorney, concerning this case?
No.
Okay. He indicated before the deposition that you'd been in to talk to him. You weren't talking to him about this case, is that correct?
No, I wasn't talking about this case.
The purpose for which we're here today is an intersection accident that, my information is at least, that occurred on November 8th, 1995, in the afternoon. Does that sound right to you?
Yes.
And where did that accident occur?
It happened, I don't know the name of the street going toward that direction, but 10 Window Williams is here on the corner, and I was here at the stop sign, and then the other street, that's going this way.
You were at a stop sign with the business, 10 Window Williams on your right, is that correct?
Yes.
Before we go any further, Louise, would you like a cup of coffee? We can get you one.
No, that's fine.
And then, where was a street, and then you have a street where you were stopped at a stop sign on for a period of time, was... You were facing towards the bay, is that right?
Yes.
And then there was a cross street at that intersection, is that right?
Yes. You know, it was... I had a stop sign here. I stopped. And you go... I was going across, and the other street comes down this way. I don't even know the name of that street.
Do you know if there was a stop sign controlling the flow of traffic? Not on the street where you were stopped, but the other street?
I don't believe there was a stop sign on that side. There was a stop sign where I stopped.
What type of car were you driving at the time?
I was driving my daughter's car. It was a 1988 Oldsmobile.
Had you driven it on any occasions prior to the accident?
I've basically had it, the car, under my control for a couple of years through the fact that my daughter was living in Minnesota.
Over those couple of years, had you had the car serviced?
Continuously.
Were you aware of any mechanical defects in the car at the time of the accident?
There was none.
If you could, and we're starting to run over each other, let me finish my question, even though you know what the question is going to be, and I'll let you finish your answer so we don't get the court reporter confused.
All right.
Prior to the accident, had you been through that intersection before?
Yes.
Do you have any estimate as to the number of occasions?
No, I couldn't give you a total. We come into Eureka... You mean on that particular day?
No, just in general.
Oh, well, I couldn't really say. We come into Eureka. I sometimes go that direction. I couldn't give you an accurate estimate of how many times I was through that area.
Were you familiar with the intersection before the accident?
Yes.
What were your plans that day when the accident occurred? And by that question, I mean, can you just tell me where you were coming from and where you were planning on going and so forth?
We were coming from Mr. Matthews' law office. My nephew, Daniel Oakes, wanted a haircut, and he said it was down on 3rd Street. We didn't get there.
Do you know what the name of the hair place was?
No.
Had you taken any drugs the day prior to the accident?
I never take drugs.
Had you consumed any alcohol prior to the accident?
Not that day or not the day before that. Usually on weekends I go out and have a little drink.
Who were the passengers in the car when the accident occurred?
Helen Oakes and Daniel Oakes.
And where were they seated?
Helen was sitting in the front seat with me, passenger side, and Daniel was sitting directly behind her in the back seat.
Do you know if they had their seatbelts on at the time of the accident?
They did not have no seatbelts on.
Is the car equipped with seatbelts?
Yes, it is.
Do you recall what the weather was like that day?
It had just started to rain. As a matter of fact, I had the windshield wipers going. It wasn't raining that hard, but it was more or less a heavy mist.
Do you know how long it had been raining for?
No, I don't.
Were the roads somewhat wet?
They were wet, yes.
Do you know if it was one of the first rains in a long time?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay. Now, as you were proceeding toward the intersection, I assume you stopped at a stop sign?
Yes, I did.
Do you know where you stopped at the stop sign?
I stopped before the pedestrians cross. I stopped on this side of the stop sign. I didn't overrun it.
So you stopped before crossing the pedestrian crosswalks?
Yes.
And then what did you do after stopping?
When I come up to a stop sign, I always do a double take, double look.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I look down, I look down, I look up, I look down, and I look up.